Hi, welcome to the first of our proper voice work sessions. This one today is to talk about something called the digital nervous system and what it is, how to implement it, and also what other things you need to consider if you really take or embrace the concept of a digital media system. Well, first of all, a little history. The digital nervous system was originally coined by a consultant at IBM who then went to Microsoft, but it was Microsoft that really took the concept further. And the reasons for that were that IBM in the mid-90s had finally started to make headway with their OS 2 platform. And those of us old enough to remember that, put your hands up now. And Microsoft's own new products were being delayed, the Windows 4, NT5, I think, if memory serves, had been delayed yet again. So Microsoft needed something to talk about. They needed some PR initiative, something to get the press talking about what Microsoft were doing, rather than focusing on the success that IBM was starting to have with OS 2 Warp. And so, therefore, Bill Gates started talking about the digital nervous system. And the digital nervous system wasn't a product. Even though we had, as a reseller, we had customers ringing up saying, when can we have a digital nervous system? When can we have the digital nervous system product? It was actually a concept. And the idea is this, in a nutshell. Everybody in your organization, whether it is the managing director all the way up to the receptionist, the cleaning woman, or janitor, all have something that is useful to your organization, whether that's a piece of information, a contact, a little bit of gossip, a skill set that can be of particular use in a particular project. Everyone in your organization has something that is of benefit to your organization. And a digital nervous system is basically using the infrastructure, the technology infrastructure that you have in place in your organization to enable these people to express that idea and that concept, experience, skill set, whatever. Now, a lot of organizations don't actually have this. They think they do, but they don't, because there's also something else that needs to happen as part of this process. A lot of companies, when they put in suggestion boxes or even electronical suggestion boxes, forget that you actually have to then encourage a culture within your organization that enables these people to share these experiences and skills. And that's what's sadly lacking in a lot of organizations that do actually want to get ideas from their people. So you have to start with working with your organization and your staff and your employees and really getting them involved in the process. You know, make it fun. Get involved in doing workshops with them. Explain what it is you're trying to do. You're trying to create a best practice bank or an ideas bank where people can take bits and pieces of information that are coming in and use them within their day-to-day business, or the business can use it in their planning sessions for the next quarter, the next year, the next 5 years, and so on. And then not only encourage it and make it fun, but then reward and visibly reward. It's no good just privately giving a pat on the back to Fred or Janet because they've come up with this fantastic opportunity that's led to increased sales. You need to make sure that everyone else in the organization sees that you have rewarded them. Because what happens is that once you get this kind of embedded sense inside your organization that you can do this kind of idea expression, then you'll start to get other people joining in as well. Now, this is just a very quick introduction to the digital nervous system. If you'd like to find out more, email me at darren@theinformgroup.co.uk and we'll send you a white paper that we've prepared, which talks about not only the kind of technologies that are available for you, but also the kind of cultural changes that you need to make and gives you a roadmap about how to do that. I hope you found this interesting. We'll do more on these kind of sessions as we go forward with VoiceWorks. And in the meantime, though, have a great day, great business week, month, quarter, whatever phase you're in at the moment. And thanks for listening.